Francesca Soans and Robert Niemeyer went hunting for places around Waterloo they thought would generate plenty of memories and conversation. Soans says they landed on five.
A synagogue as a place of worship, a department store, that's the Black's department store, as a story of downtown Waterloo. Rat's meatpacking plant, which is so much a part of Waterloo's working class history and labor history. The Paramount movie theater, and then the North End as a story of the African-American community in Waterloo.
Soans and Niemeyer come to the project from wildly different backgrounds. He grew up just down the road in the small town of Parkersburg. She was raised in southern India and educated in Philadelphia. But Soans says they found common ground.
He being a historian and I being interested in stories, we kind of got together and started talking about looking at Waterloo's rich history in an interesting way.
Soans teaches in the communication department at the University of Northern Iowa. Niemeyer is the historian at the Grout Museum in Waterloo. For the documentaries, she handles the camera work and sound recording. He asks the questions.
We know that there's a good cultural and historic memory here. We just have to tap into it and have them sit down and tell us what they remember and how it fits into that larger scheme.
Niemeyer and Soane's simple filmmaking style is evident in the one chapter of the documentary series they've finished, an hour-long story about the history of the Sons of Jacob Synagogue. People connected to that place of worship simply speak into the camera.
You know, there's one synagogue in a 100-mile radius. That has to provide Jewish life for every kind of Jew within that 100-mile radius. There are those of us who keep kosher. There are those of us who don't. There are those of us who are in Jewish marriage. There are those of us who are not. You know, there's such a range of practice within this one shul. You know, it's we don't quite have that freedom to say, I'm going to go to the conservative synagogue, or I'm going to go to the reform one, or I'm going to go, you know, it's only one.
The haunting background music was composed by UNI professor of music, Rebecca Burkhart. Niemeyer offers the perspective of a local boy to the documentaries. He watched movies at the Paramount. He ate in the tea room at Black's department store. He's observed Waterloo for many decades.
Waterloo has always been a great sort of a sociologic melting pot. A lot of things happening, industry, commerce, some great stories, ethnic, racial diversity.
Soans, on the other hand, provides an outsider's eye. She didn't arrive in the area until the late 90s. She's using her research as a primer on her new hometown. And she says in the process, she's discovering the power of documentary filmmaking.
For me to go into some of these stories or places and discover connections that people have, that's just wonderful and amazing and very beautiful.
The completed Sons of Jacob Synagogue hit the festival circuit this week with a screening at the Wild Rose Film Festival in Des Moines. In Cedar Falls, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.